Good afternoon, Kyle. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I hope everybody out there got to enjoy the eclipse in any way that they saw fit. I know we were pretty busy at the St. Albans location this morning right off, and then tapered right off about noon. I think there was a big event going on in Taylor Park that drew most of our customers up there. We closed a little early, about 3 o'clock, and our other locations closed as well to give everybody the opportunity to view it if they wanted to.
I bet they all appreciate that because it's going to be a few years before that opportunity comes around to our area again. How'd you like the show?
Yeah, it was good. I went out at the beginning of it, and then I actually made it home in time to watch it with my parents and my youngest son and my wife. So it was good. It was very, very neat. My dogs were a little confused. They thought it was dinner time a little earlier than normal, but other than that, everything was the same.
And for you, not too much traffic to dodge to get from here to there.
Nope, I didn't have, by the time that I left, everybody, I think, was where they were going to be watching the eclipse. So I made it home, and I was basically the only truck on the road. So made it home nice and quick.
Good deal. Now that this will subside and people will get on to the business of the season, which is springtime, time to get on those spring cleaning projects and sticks and stuff, and Swanton Lumber has what people need to do that cleanup job.
Absolutely. Most of our locations have taken pretty good size orders of outdoor power equipment. The majority of it is cordless. That seems to be the direction that most people are doing. So whether it's Milwaukee, Makita, and DeWalt, we've got chainsaws. We have limb pole pruners. We've got all different kinds of string trimmers and leaf blowers, whatever you need to get your lawn or maybe your neighbor's lawn in order. We even have industrial size stuff, whether that is a 60-volt flex-volt DeWalt battery or a 36-volt two-battery Makita setup. You know, you'll get a lot of runtime. You don't have to worry about spark plugs or carburetors or stale gas or the loud noise and hearing protection. So it's been a really good line. It's getting more and more popular. I know some bigger towns like Burlington are enacting actually like a small engine ordinance, so a lot of the landscapers in those towns are getting their hands forced to going to the newer technology. But it's been well-received. It's very versatile and a lot less maintenance than the older stuff.
And you've got locations all over, so contractors anywhere in central Vermont, northern Vermont, and northern New York can find a spot that's convenient to them, and they can also do some of their shopping online.
Absolutely, and if there's a certain model that you're interested in or have questions about the differences between the models, just reach out to your local Sticks and Stuff or Swanton Lumber, and we'll do our best to answer you.
Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton Lumber, and Rouse's Point, and at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, glad you enjoyed the show and got to enjoy it from the comfort of your own home even sweeter, and thanks for giving us some time today.
All right, everybody take care and enjoy the sunshine now that it's back.